The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
I'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio.
Urban, with the number of penalties this year, kick coverage issues, player ejections, and two losses by 46 points, compared with your other teams at Ohio State, can those issues be attributed to a lack of leadership from the players?
Oh, I don't think so. Those are interesting stats that you mentioned, but no, I think this is one of the better groups I've had. It's perplexing at times because I know they care so much. The two ejections, one was mistaken by the official and one was in the heat of the moment. There wasn't a purpose, intent to it. So that's a good question, but no, I don't believe so.
And in your three biggest games this year, the quarterback has run the ball more than your running back. And I was just looking back at when you guys won the national championship, you featured Zeke heavily. Is that something you'd like to get back to in finding a feature back and maybe giving him more touches?
Yeah, a lot of those are when you run the read game, a couple of defenses have really tried to take the tailback out of the game. So we've been working on that hard this week.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Tim at Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Urban, just wondering, as you watch the video of JT from Saturday and as you speak with him, what's just like generally would be your words of advice at a moment like this? He went from the best of times to some real tough times on Saturday, but what's just generally your advice to a player coming off a game like that?
Move forward. Same with advice to a coach or same self-advice, move forward and we have great trust, great confidence. I just had that discussion with our staff yesterday where we gave up incredible amount of rushing yards. And the week before, we shut down Saquon Barkley and then a guy that arguably the best back in the league or in the country. And then on offense, JT, was he a 13 or 13 or 16 or whatever it was. And then it's athletics, and you got to rebound and put that one behind you, which is hard, but you got to move forward.
Hey, and one other quick thing. I've gotten a lot of, inquiries about this, and I didn't get to ask you yesterday, but why did you guys, did you think about calling timeout before they ran that trick play, that polecat, whatever they called it, there down near the goal line? What do you remember that sequence, and just what was your thought pattern there?
Yeah, I don't want to divulge too much, but I thought about it, and then I just listened, and they felt like they had it covered.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. How would you assess the career of Damon Webb?
Damon Webb. A very good career. Obviously, it remains to be seen how he plays these last few games out, but he's a very good player for us. Good person.
And he is obviously the only returning full-time starter from last year's team. How has he adapted to being the leader of that unit?
He's done a pretty good job, obviously. The taste in your mouth from last weekend was not good, but before that, he's been playing pretty good.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Land of 10.
Urban, do you know if you'll have Paris Campbell available yet this week?
I believe he's been cleared. Yeah, he's been cleared.
I don't know. You talk so highly of the leadership and what he's brought kind of to your offense this season. How much of a factor is it when you're not having him out there either offensively or returning kicks?
Oh, it's big. Obviously, he's one of the best kick returners in America, and he's such a tough guy and good kid that anytime he's not out there, that hurts, like any player.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Steve Hillwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Just curious, after another day of studying what happened with Iowa throwing the ball to the tight ends, it seemed like not only were they open, they were wide open like it was coverage breaks on each one of those touchdowns. Just what'd you find, and how can you guys get that fixed, knowing that Michigan State, Michigan, some of the teams you're going to play are going to do the same thing?
Yeah, there were some mistakes. Obviously, I think you know the answer to how do you fix it. You address it, you cover it in meetings, and you go practice it. So that'll be a big issue this week to make sure it is fixed.
And you talked about assessing the linebacker play. Just, I don't know, without putting anybody directly on this, just your overall assessment. Are those guys doing what you want to see them do in both the run and the pass game, or is there obviously some things that they can work on?
This past week was not good at all. Up to this point, they've been playing very solid, at times very good, especially when you have some new guys in there. You know, Jerome Baker is really the only returning starter. And so, at times they played very well. And like the week before, they played very, very well. And this week we did not.
Okay, thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, when you look at your last eight quarters, Penn State, Michigan State, seven have not been real good. How surprised are you by that this late in the season?
This last game was not very good. I'm trying to think back to Penn State. Obviously, we had a couple kicking issues other than that and a couple turnovers other than that. I think the offensive line, defensive line dominated that game. It was 550, almost 600 yards to 300, if I remember right. So I don't, you're playing some pretty good teams, and I don't go backwards. I'm trying to move forward and make sure we're ready for Michigan State.
Thanks.
We can take one more question for Coach.
Your final question is from Steve Hillwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach, in that vein about Michigan State, how have you seen your guys coming back in Sunday, Monday, whatever you've seen of them today, compartmentalize what happened over the weekend and know that there's so much more on the line this week when you play Michigan State at home?
Well, yesterday was a day off. Sunday was a good, energized practice, and they understand. We're a very, very smart team. Understand what's at stake to come back home and play against the other team that's tied with us in first place. So I'll know more today. Obviously, we haven't seen them yet. The meetings start here in a few minutes.
And from afar, what have you seen? Michigan State was 3-9 last year, and although they gave you guys a very tough game up there, just why are they so much better? They've already doubled their wins from last year.
The quarterback's really starting to play well, 3 for 800 yards the last two games. Defense, they're number one in the league in rush defense, and playing, typical Michigan State, very good defense. So they've just got some momentum right now.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All